This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Natalie Skoland. The Cochise County Election Board has delayed certifying election results in the county, following claims by three Arizona residents that the voting machines were not certified. The same three men raised similar claims following the 2020 election, which was later dismissed for lack of evidence. This time around, they were able to convince the two Republicans who run the Cochise County Board of Supervisors that they had enough evidence to delay certifying election results until a November 28th deadline. State election officials have denied all claims that the voting machines were not certified. Child drownings in Arizona doubled in 2021 over 2020, according to a report from the Arizona Department of Health Services. Drowning was the most common cause of death for children 1 to 4 years old. Most drownings occurred in pools or hot tubs. A majority of children who died from drowning were male. Black children were disproportionately affected, making up more than 1 in every 5 children who died by drowning in the state last year. Other common but preventable causes of death among children included suffocation, car accidents, and firearm-related injuries. To prevent drownings, the report recommends an adult always be present to supervise children during pool activities. It's best to remain within arm's reach of children. The report also advises children to wear life jackets when near natural bodies of water, regardless of their ability to swim. According to the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting, children's vaccination rates have significantly declined. Parents are referring to personal beliefs to opt out of school vaccinations. An analysis of data from roughly 1,000 schools shows a 60% decrease in kids considered immune to measles, mumps, and rubella between 2018 and 2021. Decline in vaccination rates existed before the COVID-19 outbreak, but became more pronounced during the pandemic shutdown. To prevent an outbreak, at least 95% of a population needs to be vaccinated against highly contagious diseases. Downtown Glendale is lighting up for the annual Glendale Glitters. The dazzling lights turned on today and will stay on from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. through January 7th. Glendale Glitters, a popular light display around Murphy Park in downtown Glendale, has been dwindling in size, and because of the pandemic, it was scaled down even further. Last year, the city even changed the name to Murphy Park Lights to signify that the light display was only happening in the park. Valerie Berner, owner of Bears and More, says the community and surrounding small businesses took matters into their own hands and amped up the decorations.
My husband did all the lights on 170 trees so that we were still lit up. And then we all are, you know, coming together as a small business community and doing programs so well. It's not the Glendale Glitter Spectacular as we think of Glendale Glitters. There are still elements of Glendale Glitters.
Berner says all the local shops are excited for people to come and enjoy the festivities.
It's just a little bit different. There's not the vendors in the park and there's not the food trucks. On the reverse side of that, there's all these wonderful stores and there's all these wonderful places to get something to eat.
The event is coming back for its 29th year. This year's celebration will include the annual Hometown Christmas Parade, performances at Murphy Park Amphitheater, and Movies by Moonlight. For the first time ever, there will also be Light the World giving machines. These are special vending machines that give people the opportunity to donate to local and global charities to help make Christmas special for everyone, regardless of financial status. We had help today from Atria Maneshny, Damon Farrell, and Kenny Rasmussen. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Natalie Skoland.